Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
It outlined to the president and the administration just the aggressive price increases that growers are seeing this year for key fertilizer inputs. And depending on which product we're talking about, we're seeing price increases between 100 and 200% over where they were last year. So clearly an unprecedented level of price increases. And so the letter outlined a few things that the administration could look to do to try to help alleviate the price increases and also try to provide maybe some direct support to producers that are feeling the effects of these high prices. For example, there's still the vaccine mandate in place for cross-border trucking. And so when that is impacting the capacity to bring some of these fertilizer products into the U.S., that could be exacerbating these price increases. So that's one thing that the letter is asking the administration to loosen or remove. And then also asking the Department of Agriculture to look at all the authorities and funding capabilities that they have and how they might could use that either to directly or indirectly support producers that are feeling the financial strain from these higher input prices. So I think it's very early in that discussion, but certainly as this letter indicates, this issue of fertilizer prices has gotten serious attention on Capitol Hill among a lot of members of Congress. And I think we're going to continue to see added pressure on the administration, urging them to take some actions this year.